after Hijra. And she died on the 13th of Jamadi al-Akhar in the 64th year after Hijra, meaning she died at the age of 60. You find that her grave is still present in the land of Medina. So Imam Ali goes to the mosque in Medina, the mosque of his father-in-law. When he enters the mosque in Medina, there used to be four men who would sit with prayer mats in front of them. Of these four men was his brother Aqil, Aqil ibn Abu Talib. Aqil would sit there, he's got a prayer mat in front of him. One of these men would come and sit in front of Aqil. You would find someone would come and say, Aqil, I want to marry someone. Who do you want to marry? I want to marry someone whose family are known for their akhlaq. So he'd tell them, come back in a month. He'd say to them, I'd want to marry someone who's known for their beauty. Aqil would say, come back in a month. That day, it was 9 years after Fatima al-Zahra had died. He came, he said to Aqil, oh Aqil, I'm looking to marry someone but with certain attributes. He said to him, which attributes? He said, I'm looking to marry someone whose ancestors are known for being valiant warriors. They are known for their bravery. And I'm also looking for someone who's not just got ancestors who are valiant. You can have someone whose ancestors are valiant but reckless, isn't it? I want someone who's known for their ancestors being valiant warriors and for their ancestors being patient and their ancestors being altruistic, willing to give away from themselves. Aqil said to Imam Ali, he said to him, come back to me in a month and I'll give you the answer. Came back to him in a month. He said to him, I found the perfect wife for you. He said to him, who? He said, Fatima bint Hizam al-Kilabiyya. He looked at him, he said, Fatima bint Hizam al-Kilabiyya. What is special about her lineage? He said, her ancestors are warriors which none can come near. He said, like whom? He said, oh Ali, have you heard in the genealogies a man by the name of Mula'ab al-Asinna? He said, yes, of course, Mula'ab al-Asinna, I know him well. Mula'ab al-Asinna used to have a hobby. He looks for wild animals. Normally a wild animal looks for you. Mula'ab al-Asinna would look for wild animals. He'd tell them, listen, if you hear of any wild animals, tell me, I want to go and catch it. He said, number one, Mula'ab al-Asinna. He said, okay, who else? He said, Abu al-Barra. He said, yes, I know Abu al-Barra, ferocious with the sword. Who else? He said, al-Mulahhal. He said, al-Mulahhal is from her line? He said, yes, al-Mulahhal used to say, I don't look for wild animals. Find me a lion. If you find a lion, then leave me with the lion. And if I don't come out scot-free from the lion, then I'm not a man. Well, we're not going to be able to tell you at the end you're not a man, are we? You're probably going to be eaten. But al-Mulahhal, he would come out. Then he said to him, do you know Amr bin Sa'sa'a? He said, yes. He said, al-Mulahhal, Amr bin Sa'sa'a, Abu al-Barra, Mula'ab al-Asinna. He said, each one of these are the ancestors. Imam Amir al-Mu'mineen looked at him. He said, very well, let's go and propose. Aqil said, let's go. And you know it was Aqil who took the proposal. That Imam Ali took Fatima bint Hizam. He came towards the house where Imam al-Hassan, Imam al-Hussein, Sayyida Zainab, and who? And Kulthum. She said to him, oh Amir al-Mu'mineen, before I enter, there is something I want to say to them. Do you mind or no? He said, no, by all means, you're my wife. These are like your children. Enter and say what you want. As soon as he opened the door, as soon as she entered, she saw Imam al-Hassan, she saw Imam al-Hussein, she saw Zainab, and she saw Kulthum. She looked at all of them. She said, I want to tell each of you something. I am not your mother. I'm your servant. I'm a servant for Al Muhammad. Do not look at me as being higher than you ever. My role in this world is to honor the Quran. And the Quran tells me, honor Al Muhammad. And you are my masters and I am your servant. Whatever you want from me, I'll give. And more than that, if I have any children, I dedicate all of them to you. When the first child came, it was Abu Fadl al-Abbas. He came in the 26th year after Hijrah on the 4th of Sha'ban. That's why Abu Fadl al-Abbas was 34 years old on the 10th of Muharram. How old? 34. The second child was who? Was Abdullah. 36th year after Hijrah, 10 years later. The third child, 2 years later, Uthman. 38th year after Hijrah. The fourth child was whom? Was Aun. 40th year after Hijrah, in the year that Imam Amir al-Mu'mineen died. When Umm al-Baneen named Abbas, Abbas, was it with the intention that the name is frozen or that it's an attribute? No, it was an attribute. Abbas means the one who frowns at you when he sees you. You find that if you look in the Quran, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Abasa wa tawalla and ja'ahu al-a'ma. He frowned. Abasa, isn't it? Abasa, Abus, Abbas, Abis. All of these give the indication of someone who frowns when he looks at you. When she gave him the name Abbas, do you know what was the niyyah? The niyyah was, I want that when he looks at anyone on the battlefield, he frowns, even his frown gets to their soul. And that's why the Imam Subhan Muhammad would say, Abu Fadl al-Abbas, if he looks at you in the battlefield, your soul feels it, not just your body. Your soul feels, this is someone I don't want to come near. One on the house, Umm al-Baneen, brought up Abu Fadl, and she'd always tell him, if Aba Abdullah is ever thirsty, you have to give him water. You. My son Abbas, I expect from you to look after Hussein. He is your master. And you know what she instilled in from the beginning? Never in your life do I ever want to hear you to say, Akhi Aba Abdullah. Why, he would say to her. She said, you have to say Sayyidi Aba Abdullah. Because Aba Abdullah is not your brother, he's your master. Never do I ever want to hear you say Akhi. And that's why until the last moments on the 10th of Muharram, he would say Sayyidi Aba Abdullah.
As-salamu alayki ya Umm al-Baneen. السلام عليك يا أم العباس